Mr. Chairman, the United Kingdom has consistently been at the forefront of international efforts to tackle proliferation. We devote substantial efforts to this. Mr. Chairman, the UK remains concerned about the DPRK's nuclear and ballistic missile programs, posing a serious threat to international peace, security, and the global non-proliferation regime. We welcomed the Inter-Korean Leaders Summit and Kim Jong-un's pledge to refrain from further nuclear or missile tests with dialogue, while dialogue continues. We welcome the prospect of direct talks between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. But until the DPRK matches its words with concrete actions, we will continue to work with international partners to keep up pressure and strictly enforce existing measures until the DPRK embarks on a credible path towards complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization. We also urge the DPRK to comply with its international obligations under multiple UN Security Council resolutions, sign and ratify the CTBT, and return to compliance with the NPT and the IAEA Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement. The UK has worked closely with UN Security Council partners throughout the development and adoption of these resolutions, and we call upon all states to fully and effectively implement them. We are clear that the DPRK cannot have the status of a nuclear weapon state in accordance with the NPT. We hope Kim Jong-un's talks with President Moon and the prospect of talks with President Trump demonstrate he is heeding the clear message to the DPRK that only a change of course can bring the security and prosperity it claims to seek. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action is an important contribution to the non-proliferation regime. Since Implementation Day in January 2016, the UK has worked with our partners in the Joint Commission to ensure the deal's success, and we expect all parties to continue to implement the deal in full. The UK has a clear position on the JCPOA. We regard it as a crucial agreement that makes the world a safer place by neutralizing the threat of a nuclear-armed Iran. The deal is working, as demonstrated by successive IAEA reports. Iran's nuclear activities must be peaceful. It is imperative that Iran continues to comply with its obligations under the JCPOA, including allowing full IAEA access. We also call on Iran to refrain from ballistic missile launches that are inconsistent with UNSCR 2231 and from destabilizing regional activities, including the proliferation of missile technology. The UK assigns the utmost importance to preventing the proliferation of missiles and related technology. The UK strongly supports the work of the MTCR, the Hague Code of Conduct as the only multilateral transparency and confidence-building instrument against ballistic missile proliferation, and other arms control and non-proliferation regimes. The UK is also actively engaged in the Proliferation Security Initiative. We are committed to improving the security of nuclear and other radioactive material. We continue to meet our commitments in this area, including those made at the 2016 Nuclear Security Summit in Washington. These included undertaking the largest single movement of highly enriched uranium to the United States, leading international efforts to strengthen the cybersecurity of nuclear plants, and investing over £10 million to improve nuclear security worldwide. We continue to support the central role of the IAEA in strengthening the nuclear security framework globally, which underpins the sustainability of peaceful uses of nuclear energy and nuclear technology, and ensuring the agency is adequately resourced. Mr. Chairman, the UK is fully supportive of the IAEA's role and its efforts to improve the effectiveness of safeguards implementation through the state-level concept. We believe that a comprehensive safeguards agreement plus an additional protocol should be the universal verification standard. Following the UK's decision to leave the European Union and Euratom, we have begun putting in place arrangements to set up a domestic safeguards regime to enable us to meet the UK's international safeguards and nuclear non-proliferation obligations. The UK has begun formal negotiations with the IAEA on future voluntary agreements for the application of civil nuclear safeguards in the UK. The new domestic safeguards regime will be robust and as comprehensive as that currently provided. We deplore Syria's ongoing non-compliance with its nuclear safeguards obligations. We strongly urge Syria to cooperate fully with the IAEA by immediately providing access to the information, documentation, sites, material and personnel in Syria that the IAEA has requested. We underscore our firm support for the continued evolution of the safeguards system, which faces considerable challenges in the years ahead as the demand for nuclear power and nuclear technology increases. Member states of the IAEA will have to work together and with the Secretariat to ensure the system has sufficient resources, enough well-qualified inspectors in the field, and IT systems to support them, and has the political support to underpin continued improvements in the implementation of the safeguards. The UK will play a full part in those deliberations. In addition, we provide support in many forms, including through the UK's Safeguard Support Programme, which provides training for the IAEA inspectors, analysis of environmental samples, and the provision of non-English open sources information that could reveal indications of undeclared nuclear activities. We also provide consultants, including assistance, aimed at the resolution of non-compliance. The UK implements effective strategic export controls with respect to its nuclear transfers, in line with the NSG and Zandinger Committee control lists, and by fulfilling its obligations. The UK contributes to minimising nuclear proliferation while ensuring that state parties of the NPT are able to access nuclear technology for peaceful uses. We consider current export control procedures to be robust and proportionate and are committed to the responsible transfer of nuclear items in line with our international obligations. Mr. Chairman, finally, the UK supports the principle of a nuclear weapons-free zones, which contributes significantly to bolstering the non-proliferation regime and enhancing regional and international security. We remain committed to signing the outstanding protocol for the Southeast Asian nuclear weapon-free zone. The UK reiterates its support for a Middle East free zone, Middle East free of nuclear weapons and all other weapons of mass destruction and their delivery systems. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the distinguished